Government Senator Honorable Chelsea Alexander said the government has allocated $2.7 million towards the revitalization of the country's arrowroot sector. She said this is important as the arrowroot industry has tremendous potential to contribute to national development.
Madam Speaker, I've examined the estimates and I listened attentively to the budget presentation, and I was particularly pleased to hear the Honorable Prime Minister say that this government is intent on treating agriculture like a business. And in keeping with that, this government allocated $2.7 million towards the revitalization of the arrowroot industry. And I take personal interest in the revitalization of the arrowroot industry because I'm going to let you in a little bit. But as an infant, I am told, it is alleged, that I consumed 8 8-ounce bottles of formula per day. So arrowroot was introduced to supplement my nutrition, and that is why I feel compelled to speak about it. I'm an arrowroot baby, that's correct.
Senator Alexander said historically, arrowroot was valued for its many purposes, and this country was once a major producer of arrowroot starch. She said, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has perfect conditions for the production of arrowroot, and the government is committed to ensuring that this sector plays an active role in national development.
Historically, arrowroot was valued for its medicinal purposes. SVG was once the only serious producer of the starch, and in the early 1930s, exports to the United States increased significantly because bakers there recognized that you could use arrowroot for so many different things. It featured in ice cream mix, ice cream cones, and recently, the manufacture of computer paper. I thought that was very interesting. So it thrives in conditions of heavy rainfall, loose soils, and flat terrain. But I also understand that it can be cultivated in irregular topography and eroded lands. So, Madam Speaker, we have the conditions. And post-eruptions, the soil is rich because of the deposit of volcanic ash. So the question is not whether we can revitalize the arrowroot industry, is whether we have the political will to do so. And this government answers that question in the affirmative.
Senator Alexander said the potential of the arrowroot industry is endless, as she outlined a number of areas where the country can capitalize in the arrowroot production. She noted that she believes the St. Vincent and the Grenadines arrowroot industry will be revived under the new administration.
But with stable governance and strategic planning, I do believe that the industry can be revived. And for me, its revival represents the production of more than Madongo bakes at Independence Day and National Heroes Day celebrations. The production possibilities are endless. Arrowroot can be used as a substitute for talcum baby powder, gluten-free baking mixes, all sorts of things, makeup. It's a versatile product, Madam Speaker. And it also has the possibility of restoring national pride, reminiscent of the banana era. So I'm very excited about it.
Government Senator Chelsea Alexander. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.